Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Ward, and today's show I'm going to discuss creating blocks in Web Intelligence Reporting 3.1. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask, please use the question in the comment box below, and now let's get started. Creating blocks in Web, first of all, what kind of blocks can you create? Well, they're broken into three primary categories. Number one, you have report blocks. And under the report blocks, you have multiple choices there. You can create a vertical table, a horizontal table, a cross tab, or a form block. And we'll talk more about those in a couple minutes. You can have chart blocks. Now, charts fall into a number of different types of categories. We have a separate presentation that will deal with just the charting itself. But charting is just one other way of displaying your information. And the third type would be freestanding cells, and different types of secondary options under that would include literally a freestanding cell, maybe a predefined block that you drag on that might contain statistics or any information like that and so on. So we want to keep that in mind as well. Well, let's go back to report blocks now. When you create a report in Web Intelligence, you start from the query panel, and as you drag those various objects into the results objects window, you're telling Webby what you want inserted automatically into the report block. When you hit that run button, at that point, the default block is always going to be a vertical table, which consists of all of the various columns going across, with the column headers being the object names. As you go through and revise that report and move the columns around, you're defaulting in the standard vertical table type format. I like to call it the Excel equivalent because it looks just like an Excel column-oriented report. And again, that is the default. One of my strong recommendations is that whenever you're working with various block types, report blocks and chart types, chart block types as well, if you run into an issue, convert it back to a vertical table. You can almost view the vertical table as being kind of a default block, and that's really what it is. It is the default for all reports when you first create that output results from the query panel. Now, to change it to other types of blocks, you need to know what kind of blocks there are. And as I mentioned a minute ago, we have a horizontal block as well. Now, the horizontal block you should all be familiar with. It's basically a financial report. Your measures, instead of being columns that are going across the page, they become rows going down. The name, or what would normally be a column title, by default then becomes a row label. And it's just a financial-oriented report. Now, with financial blocks, you can still apply the various reporting functions like ranks and breaks and things like that, but we have to switch our brain around a little bit and think a little differently in terms of things going down the page rather than things going across the page. And that's a financial block. Although you can drag and drop a vertical table into that format, it's typically a little more difficult, and we'll talk about different ways to create a block in a minute as well. The third type is one of the very popular ones, and that's a crosstab block. Many of you are familiar with this when we refer to it as a pivot table from our Excel days, working with the Excel product. Webby is very powerful when it comes to creating crosstab blocks. When you create a crosstab, in effect, you're creating a bi-directional report. You're sending one or more dimensions down the page as a column. You're sending one or more dimensions across the page as rows. And those dimensions form the outer structure of your actual crosstab block. And what sits in the body of that crosstab block, those would be your various measures. With the infamous eFashion universe that we use all the time, typically you might have sales revenue and quantity sold by default showing in that block, in the body portion of it. And going down and across, you might have the states and the store names as the dimensions coming down. And going across, you would probably have something like maybe year or quarter, or year month, or maybe quarter month, some combination thereof. Okay, but that would be your typical pivot table, what we call a crosstab. There's a lot of advanced things you can do with crosstabs, topics and things that we cover in other radio shows, as well as in detail in our Web Intelligence Reporting classes. For example, simple things just like calculations. We're all used to applying a sum to a crosstab block by clicking on our measure column, clicking the sum button, and we get a subtotal and or a grand total. But what if it's a crosstab block? Webby is smart enough to recognize the crosstab block, and what does it do? It creates bidirectional totals. So what in effect we end up with is we end up with a column total on the bottom as well as a row total over on the right side. And that would be correct, and that's what we'd expect it to do in that particular case. Other functions, you can also apply breaks going across in addition to coming down. You can do ranking going across is in addition to coming down. So if you're used to doing a break or a multi-level break and going down the page for readability and for sorting and grouping, you have that same flexibility now going across the page. Your sorting can be applied as well. We all learn about local report filters as well. Those are other things that can also be applied to a crosstab block. The next type is a form block, and it looks like almost just like a standard form. It's unique to the Web Intelligence product only. It does not exist in the Desktop Intelligence product. And what a form document is basically it puts it into a form where on the left side is the label, what would normally be your Collingham label, and it assigns a background color and frames it, and immediately to the right is the value with a different background color and framing, and it truly looks like a form. The beauty with all of these different block types is you can change and move the objects around. Obviously an easy part of the product, that's the drag and drop interface, so you can reverse column orders and so on, and in the form block especially, as opposed to them being stacked on top of each other going down, much like a financial block would be, which we would refer to as a horizontal, I can in turn move some of those objects to the right and make the form go spread out more to the right rather than going down. So that's another option that you have available to you as well. The other types of blocks are chart blocks. Now, charts are quite extensive. There's about five or six major categories of charts. The ones that we're most familiar with, where you have your bar charts, your line charts. You're all familiar with pie charts. It's a very common one to be creating in Web Intelligence as well. Something unique to Webby only is a radar chart, where it looks like a giant target, and that's used quite heavily by financial institutions as well. And that's yet one more type of block that's available to you. And then we move into the freestanding cells. The most common one is literally a blank cell. Unlike the desktop world or the Microsoft Office world, where we use an insert and a little cross arrow pops up and we draw out a big box, and the bigger we make that box, the bigger the default cell comes up, we don't have that here available to us in Webby. So we have to go to the freestanding cell option or category, find that blank cell, and drag that cell out, and we merely extend the boundaries to make it bigger both horizontally and vertically. So that's the third type of block that you would create or can create optionally in a report. And remember, any type of document that you create can be any mixture of all of these. You might put a report and a chart next to each other. That report could be a standard vertical table or horizontal. It could be a crosstab, and to the right could be a part chart, maybe a 3D area chart or something like that. So there's no limit to how you can pair and group these things all up on the various report tabs, all within a single document. So that's a very important point as well. Now we get back to the more important issue, how do I create these different type of blocks? I already talked about the fact that when you originally open up your first report, you're at the query panel level, and you drag your objects into the results window that you want, and you hit the run button. And by default, what does it do? It creates a vertical table. But now you want to convert it. You want to convert it to the different types of blocks. And oftentimes, it's a bit harder to drag and drop them. It certainly is in the desktop product. Webby, it's probably easier, but still not the easiest. So you have a couple different options that are available to you. Number one, you'll notice there's a new tab on the left side next to your data tab called Templates. And the Templates tab, if you click on it, opens up and it shows you, not surprising, three categories. It'll have blocks, and underneath blocks, a subcategory called Reports, one called Charts, one called Freestanding Cells. And if you click into the Report one, open that up, if it's not already open, you see the different types of blocks, your vertical table, horizontal, crosstab, and form. All you merely do is pick whichever one you want, assuming you're picking something different from the default vertical one, or whatever it currently is. You merely left-click down and hold and drag that template literally right over the top of the existing block. And it will instantly convert it from one type of block to that type. You can go back and drag another template over the top of that and change it yet one more time. So you can go back and forth and constantly change it. You have that ability. If you wanted two different types, what you might do is create the first one, copy and paste it to the right, and then drag one of the template types over the second copy, the second one on the right side, and now you can have two different display views of it by virtue of two different types of blocks. So by dragging a template over the top, it automatically converts it. As a word of caution, if you drag it into a cross tab, sometimes you may not get the dimensions going the correct way. In other words, you're taking a chance as to which dimensions is Webby going to choose to send across the page versus which ones down the page. And if they're not correct, all you merely got to do is use your standard drag and drop. Drag the from the cell where the value is contained in the cross tab going across over the top of one of the values that's going down, a different dimension obviously, and it will reverse those. So that's an option that you have as well. Okay? A second way to convert these is to click along the very edge of your block when you get the four-way arrow and then right-click and you'll see a turn-to window come up. When the turn-to window comes up, you merely look at the big window that pops up and you'll have different tabs, for one for report and one for each of the chart categories. If you select the report tab and you find which one of those four you want, you click the OK, it will convert it. So that's a second way to convert it using the infamous turn to. There's also a view structure on top you can click on. It takes it into structure mode, and if you're good at dragging and dropping it between different types, you could drag it into a different format there as well. Let's go back to that for a minute. If you want to drag a report, for example, a vertical block into a cross tab, which is one of the most popular, you can click down on the dimensioned column that you want to go across and pull it up manually, and you'll see a little solid blue line go across the top along with the self-help feature that'll say drop here to create a cross tab. There you go. You let it go, and that converts it into a cross tab. You can undo it by dragging the cross tab dimension down back in along one of the columns, looking for that little blue chip along the edge and release it there, and we'll convert it back into a vertical table. Oftentimes when you do that, however, the formatting won't reset, so you may end up having to drag the vertical table template over the top of that now vertical table, and it will just reset all the format types. So you want to keep that one in mind as well. Of course, for chart types, if you drag the template for any one of the charts over the top, it will convert the report or whatever it currently is into that particular chart type. So you have a lot of flexibility there as well for converting things from one type to another. So let's review what we have so far. We have the templates tab, we have the turn to, we have the view structure, we have the manual. One other way of looking at things is if you were to drag a template, let's take the cross tab for example, onto an empty report tab. You used your speed menu, did a right click, insert report. It inserts a blank tab. On that blank tab, there's nothing. You drag the cross tab template over onto that open area, onto that white area of that tab, and there's nothing there. It forms an empty shell, an empty structure. And now you play fill in the blanks. You go to your data tab, you drag maybe your year over to the section that's going across, and you'll see it instantly populate going across each of the cells with the dimension values, in this case year. You could then drag maybe state, for example, into one of the cells going down, and you'll see now the structure starting to form. You'll have a time period going across, your state's coming down. Now what do you have left? You merely need to put some things into the body of it, and when you do that into the body, maybe sales revenue quantity sold, being very careful to place them next to each other, it will instantly fill in the blank, and now you'll have your crosstab at that point created. And you did it by using the standard drag and drop technology, which works very, very well. So that's one way that you might want to do it as well. Okay. So you have different block types that you can create. They're very easy to create. The default is a vertical table. You merely need to keep in mind that that's always going to be the default. And you can change it by merely dragging any one of the template types over the top of it. And it doesn't matter if it's another report block or one of the chart types. It will automatically convert it and convert it very successfully. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box located below. If you're interested in viewing any of my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Ward. If there's a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and I would be happy to let you know, and hopefully we can accommodate your request. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.